Ian Tattersall is our guest. We are his guest at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Dr. Tattersall has written about extinct humans, has written about becoming human, and is telling us about being human, at the heart of which seems to be language.
That's true. Language is the best candidate that we have for the releasing factor that somehow released the capacity that must have already been in our brains to have symbolic thought. It's very difficult to imagine symbolic thought in independent from language. Language from the capacity for symbolic thought. Many people have tried to speculate about what it was that set us off from being pre-linguistic, pre-symbolic forms into being linguistic and symbolic. And language seems to be the best candidate that anybody can come up with.
The physical evidence, you talked about just the structure of the throat, the various pieces that make language, as we know language, possible. So, you know, from an anatomical standpoint, you can set an upper limit or a back limit on when that would have occurred. But I would think, I mean, language doesn't leave many traces. At least it's not obvious. I mean, the written language obviously is not available. So how can you infer when humans started using language in some fashion?
Only from the fact that humans had notation, that they had from at least 30,000 years ago and more, people had notation, symbolic representation, they had art, and so on. And it's just impossible, I think, to conceive of such capacities in the absence of language.
Can you conceive of it on the other end of that? You know, given this acceptation that is the physiognomy of the body and of the brain that makes this possible, is there any way of getting a sense of the precursors or the trigger or whatever that enabled us to start using language?
Well, the big problem is, of course, that we are really incapable of conceiving of any form of experience which is beyond what we regularly experience.
We certainly can't talk
today,
about it.
Right? We can talk about it in the abstract, but when you come to cases, it becomes very, very hard to know. I do not know what Neanderthal consciousness was like. I don't know what modern human pre-linguistic consciousness was like, because my consciousness is linguistic. It's based on the manipulation of symbols. I can't imagine a thought process without it. On the other hand, you know, humans did very well without language, presumably, for a very long, long period of time. They did without symbolic reasoning for a very, very long period of time. And there are intuitive processes in the brain which are not dependent on language that can be very sophisticated and get you a very, very long way. And I think that Neanderthals, for example, are the ultimate example of what symbolic reasoning can do. And it got them a very long way. And it was only when symbolically reasoning humans came onto the scene that Neanderthals started to have difficulties.
You have raised so many more questions than we have time to address, but we are grateful for you starting us thinking about the fact that nature isn't inevitable. Thank you for liberating my way of thinking and for having us with you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure speaking with you both.
We greatly appreciate Dr. Tattersall's willingness to share with us from his wealth of knowledge. And we're grateful, too, that the support staff at the American Museum of Natural History is extraordinarily eager to share the museum's wonders. Our thanks to all the individuals who made this conversation possible. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.